Good morning, and welcome to Coolin's Morning Inspirations. Today is February 7th. Oh man. So today's topic I want to bring up to you guys is it's okay to cut people out of your life that bring you no value. Short and sweet. If they bring you no value, they need to not be in your circle. Iron sharpens iron. And if you have somebody that's going to just dole you out or keep you, you know, in the same spot with no elevation, regardless if it's a friend, family member, a loved one, somebody that you're sleeping with, I don't care what it is. If that person is bringing you no value, if it's that person not bringing you, putting a smile on your face, the person's not helping with a bill or two, a person's not helping you feel inspired through your day. And I'm not talking about that cheap inspiration that people try to say, oh, I'm inspiring. No, you're not. I mean somebody that's going to go through the trenches with you. If you have a business idea, somebody that's going to invest in you. If you're going through a bad time, somebody that's going to drop everything and make sure that you are right. Do you have those people in your life? Or do you have a bunch of yes men in your life? A whole bunch of people that's just going to just agree with everything that you say to make you feel okay. But in all actuality, you're wrong. I would prefer to have somebody in my life that will tell me what's real. If I got booger in my nose, tell me I got booger in my nose. If my breath stink, please tell me my breath stink. It's cool. If I'm hurting and I'm always helping you out, I'm always sacrificing for you, please sacrifice for me once or twice. Make me feel important. I'm always making you feel important. If you don't have that in your circle, why have a circle? Because it sounds like they're just as much as a regular individual or enemy as anybody else. If every 5 seconds I gotta deal with you and deal with your crap, but then when I turn around and need you, you have every excuse in the world, you're not worth holding on to. If every time I got a good idea, you want to knock it down. Every time I say I want to do something different, you feel like I'm tripping. If I tell you that there's something wrong with me, you're telling me, nah, you just got things going on. You got this. Well, let me know. But have it with no malice. Please let me know something ain't right with me because you're the closest thing that I got. If you're my friend, if you're my loved one, if you're my family, you're the ones that see me on an everyday basis. If they can't bring you no value, you're in this world by yourself anyway, then. Pardon the interruption. Somebody's on my Ring camera. But I want somebody that's going to like go through the fire with me. I need a loved one or a best friend or somebody that's like, look, boy, if you put up the house, I'm putting up the car. If that man want to go at you, I'm lacing my boots too. If you gotta go through 30 nights of trying to have understanding and all this other stuff, then I'ma sit there with you and go through it with you. And people be like, well, you got God. True, you do. You got God. But where's my disciples? Where are my people that's going to walk this earth with me, hand in hand, and take on this world? The world throws so much at you. It sucks when you gotta do it by yourself. And it sucks when the people that's next to you are throwing little small pebbles that you don't even see. You like, how am I getting hit from the back? Because you got your homeboys, doing the same thing. And it might not be as big as everybody else, but it's consistently hitting you. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Somebody always talking crap down on you, you know? Always trying to make you feel like you lower than them. Somebody always knocking your ideas down. Somebody always knocking your dreams down, you know? Those ones. The ones that don't want to call you unless they got something great going on that they want to brag to you about. Yeah, you don't want those in your life. You want people that will be creative, inspirational, life-giving, breath-defying, and all those other crazy words that I could probably just pop up in my head and just say just for the random of it. But you get what I'm saying. And I'm gonna spend this last little minute that I got for my morning inspirations just telling you guys, like, you're worth it. You're special. And have those like you in your corner. If you're sweet, find people that are sweet with you. Sometimes it's kind of good to have a sour patch with you. Sweet and sour tastes great. But if the sour overpowers the sweetness, might be that time to cut that out. You know what I mean? But I hope everybody have a great day today. It's early in the morning, and we're about to get to it. If you have somebody that you're close to, give them a hug today. Tell them that you love them. Show them that they were on your mind today. Show them that you're in their circle, and you're on their side. And no matter what, y'all gonna be down to ride. Be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to the Unbreakable Black Man Podcast. Remember to listen out for up-and-coming shows, and you can also follow me on all social platforms at UnbreakableBMP. If you would like to reach out with topic ideas, or even if you would like to be a guest on the show, you can always reach me by email at theunbreakableblackmanpodcast@gmail.com. As we close out, always remember your tongue is strong, but your mind is even stronger. So stop just talking about it and make shit happen.
If you're trying to find love, know it's hard to keep. Even when it gets tough and you wanna leave, take a look into your